You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Is this bad? Is this bad? Is this bad? Is this bad that I asked a question at a holiday party this past weekend out of the middle of nowhere? Have you ever walked in on your parents? Like, it was just like not a lot of people were talking at the moment, and I was just like, hey, have you guys ever walked in on your parents?
Out of nowhere. Like, there was nothing to lead up to that.
Yeah, there's probably like, I don't know, like around at the time, there was probably like 6 or 7 couples.
Okay. But they weren't talking about that at all, that subject.
No.
You just randomly blurted it out.
I mean, I just like to bring up topics.
Yes, yeah. You do. The more awkward, the better with you.
Right.
I don't know who's still inviting you to their holiday party.
I mean, honestly, Dan Ryder's the only one. And I don't, maybe after this year, this is my last year. I don't know.
I think it might be. I don't know if I'd want you at mine.
I don't get invited to a lot of them anymore just because of reasons like this.
Yeah.
So is that, I mean, here's what's interesting about it. For the record, I haven't. Okay. I know you were wondering.
All right.
Have you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that you just asked me, and we're not at a party.
So
it's just something you don't want to think about. It was
interesting to me that the people that just stopped talking, and the people that were like, yeah, I have.
Oh, so some people did?
Yeah, no, they participated.
Okay.
Yeah, there were some people that got into detail. They were just like, well, not necessarily, but I found a drawer.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like they found like a drawer. And then, you know, some people are like, yeah, I did. I just ran out. So it was like, this is interesting.
Did anyone look uncomfortable after you said
yes,
that? Oh, okay.
For sure.
So
those were the ones that didn't participate in the survey.
Right. Did they pretend they needed more food or something? Like, oh, I got
no. No one got up.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, they wanted to.
Credit.
They wanted to.
Oh, yeah. They were just like, I don't like this question being asked.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk about something else.
Was it adults? All adults there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no children.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
So it was. So I guess my question is: Is this bad that I brought that question up out of the middle of nowhere at this?
Yes.
Holiday party.
Yes, but not surprising.
Okay.
As always.
Okay, so that's... let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
Since, like, it's almost kind of like it's par for the course, is it okay then? Like, have I earned the credibility and...
Were these
maybe
your...
not. Maybe credibility is the wrong word to use.
Did you know these people? Were they your friends?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes it a little bit better because they know you already.
Some of them I didn't know so well.
Okay. But it's different than like going to a party where you hardly know anyone. You're just a plus one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But these were like your actual friends who know you and still have you around.
To be fair, if I was like going to one of my girlfriend's friends' parties, I would ask this question.
You would, I know, yeah. And that would have been extra bad.
It would have?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because they don't know you.
Well, that's how you get to know people.
No.
You go, have you ever walked in on your parents? And then you start, and it's like an icebreaker. And then you start talking, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay,
that's
cool.
Not the kind of icebreaker I would want. I would want like, what's your favorite color?
Oh, boy.
Those are the kind of fun parties I go to.
What a crazy party. So I guess this is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's bad if you're talking about your favorite color at a party.
No, really, I'd rather do that.
I want to put that one into the mix at this moment.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.